At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Joel Webbin and Adgate. This is a very serious scandal. Not really serious, but it is interesting and fascinating to me personally because I definitely exist at the intersection of faith and business and stuff like that. This stuff really fascinates me. Entrepreneurship, starting businesses, business models, business plans, stuff like that really interests me as a hobby. I'm someone that has a degree in this. I'm someone who now works in this. And Joel Webbin's instance here, this story here involving Joel Webbin and some unscrupulous ad reads really ties into a lot of my experience. And I think I can give a good take on this that I don't think other people can give because they don't have the knowledge of entrepreneurship and the startup community that I might have. So we're going to dive into this, but first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry, one that I founded back in like 2021 officially. But anyway, you can support our work over at Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org. Gives you bonus access to bonus content, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. So Joel Webbin has a lot of enemies. He's not short on that. He is not short on enemies at all. And the other thing he's not short on is people who want to use his platform for their own ambitions. Now, again, I'm not saying that is a moral judgment. I'm certainly doing a video with his name on it, which will get some clicks for sure. So a little self-awareness on that. But, you know, I'm not, you know, there is a nature of business and advertisement and stuff like that. As niche audiences grow and expand, a number of businesses try to cash in on their audience. And this is where a lot of companies are operating on the right. There's a famous sketch a couple of years ago by one of those YouTube comedians that, you know, did like liberal advertisers versus conservative advertisers. And the liberal advertisers have like the Fortune 500 companies, the McDonald's, the Apple, Ford, or whatever. And then for conservatives, it's Patriot Water. Patriot, you know, junk that I found in my attic. We just put a Patriot label on it and sell it. And that is much of what exists on the right. And I do think that's a bit of a problem. Like, how many people have their own private label coffee brand? So stuff like that. And I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus, but this is just the nature of the business. There are exceptions to this, you know, Dissident Soaps, Farmer Bill. Those are two exceptions I can definitely name off the top of my head. They're not just slapping Patriot or Christian on something as a value proposition. So this is something I've been critical of for a long time, is using Christianity as a value proposition for a business. And I will throw Wasson Watches under the bus. They are a company that does this. And they wanted to be the brand name watch for the right wing. And you know, a lot of the dissident right wing at that. And they're especially egregious because they are vastly overpriced Chinese goods. And I've talked about that on a previous video. And they are low quality for the price that you're paying, especially since their name is now crap. So, Joel Webbin did a couple of ad reads that were so bizarre, they set off the alarms of his haters, who then dug into the companies. So, you know, haters like Eli and the Hitler guy, the guy who's obsessed with the Dolph guy on social media. And the first company is Covenant Match, and this is a very interesting business. As you can see, this is their website. And got a lot of problems with this website. You know, there's no explanation. These links do not work. They just take you to lower places on this menu, on this homepage. So it's a very incomplete website. I can't seem to access the statement of faith that they say they have. It talks about a parental authority in matchmaking, but there's no real explanation for how that works. And then they say more about us over the past 50 years, marriage rates have plummeted, so they're describing an issue. A little bit of a typo in there. And they want to do a biblically God-honoring model of getting parents involved in choosing mates for their children. And that's something that, as a parent, that I can definitely appreciate, because I'm definitely in favor of, you know, building a grand house and having marriage alliances and stuff like that. I can, you know, maybe relate to this. Not anytime soon, though. But anyway, there is something biblical about operating and dating like that. And they're trying to use technology to make that feasible in this current environment. So there's actually something interesting going on here. There is a nugget of a good idea here, but the execution is half-baked, and that is being very kind. So the most egregious example, other than a lot of the website stuff not working, it doesn't explain how it works, and maybe you have to sign up to know how it works, which is not good. There's no FAQ, anything like that. And then testimonials, made up for now, were new, and no testimonials is better than fake testimonials. And they got Sarah and Daniel Whitaker, and then one of them's Rachel Evans, which is a reference to Rachel Held Evans, the false teacher that died a number of years ago. So, very shady, comes across as a troll. The other thing that was kind of trollsome was, you know, something about wanting to expand in the Mexico or the Philippines, which I guess is a win if you're a passport bro, but I don't think Joe Webb would necessarily agree with that strategy. So a lot of issues with this, but it's not harmful in and of itself. And I'll talk about what the business strategy is for trying to use Joe Webb to advertise a half-baked product. You know, it's called blitzscaling. I'll get to that later in the article. So at worst, you know, at best, this is a, you know, well, like I said, there's a nugget of a good idea, but at worst, this is an elaborate ruse. But Joe Webb insists that it's not, because he seems to know this person personally, which we'll get to in a second. The second business was St. John's Academy, which I believe the website was deactivated. And there's a lot going on here. Like, I'm trying to get to their bullet points. 9-hour school day. So it's supposed to be a school. It's supposed to be in Texas. They're building like multiple campuses, supposedly. And I just want to read these bullet points for what makes them stand apart. 9-hour school days, 8 to 5. So yeah, that sucks. No weekday homework, so that's a plus. I actually like that, especially if you're doing 9-hour days. No homework makes a lot of sense. Weekend homework, limited to 3 hours. That's stupid. Again, you're doing a more than 40-hour work week for school. There shouldn't be any homework. Daily physical activity, okay, that's good. And then 10-month academic year from August 1 to May 31. That just seems dumb. Like, this seems vastly inefficient to have such long school days and such a long school calendar year. So I can't get behind this business idea on its face. I would never send my kids there. That sounds like hell for a kid. And that sounds like hell for a parent to have to deal with. And that's, you know, there's something about $200,000 salaries for staff, which is absurd, which you would be paying for, by the way, because that's how salaries work when you're charging tuition. So this sounds like a bad idea on its face. At least the other one, there's a nugget of a good idea. This, there's no nugget of a good idea to really talk about. So Joe Webb had a response to this, and the thing here was that the website took a $100 deposit to reserve your slot. So it's refundable, so it's not really a scam. And if they don't build a school in mid-2026, so I'm thinking that it has to start for the next year, next August, the school year starting, is what the advertisement is. Not for this year, but for next year. But yeah, this is pie in the sky, and there's nothing good here. Joe Webb states in response, regarding St. John's Academy, the website clearly says that the school plans to launch mid-2026, and registering individuals is a method for gauging the interest of each of the future campuses as preparations are made to begin construction. So he's given the positive spin on what the business plan was here. It costs nothing to sign up to express interest. To reserve a slot costs $100. I've kind of already explained that. It's refundable. No one actually reserved a slot, though. So the advertising campaign did not actually work. Not all advertising does, by the way, but...
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
No one has paid a dime. 0 people have actually been defrauded. The idea that either of these endeavors are aimed at stealing credit cards or registration information is ridiculous and short-sighted in an age where any credit card charges can be easily disputed and removed. Such scam would fail to return the money spent on advertising. So, yes, he's right about that. Furthermore, Wright Response was willing to air these advertisements because a member of our team knows the founder of both businesses personally and has absolute confidence that he's a solid Christian man who would never defraud anyone. And I'm going to believe him here because what he says here does not dispute my overarching point about what this individual is and how serious he is and is not serious. So Joel Webbin might have been doing business with a Christian. I'm not going to question the guy's salvation, but that doesn't mean this guy was a serious entrepreneur. The records of the LLC suggest that it was a college dorm, was being used as a business address, and college is not the best place to learn how to start a business, and I know this from experience, and a lot of bad business notions are taught. Like, a lot of good business ideas like would be discouraged in college because, you know, there's no moat around this business. So I'm talking about stuff like that. And to me, you should start small, be profitable, and then scale it from there. Like being an accidental entrepreneur is one of the most common pathways to a successful business and not the intentional startup, and many of which fail. So I know this. I have a lot of experience. I have, you know, a degree, collegiate experience in this area. Moreover, a lot of businesses are being formed by Christians right now, and that's something I want to encourage, by the way. But that does not mean the entrepreneurs know what they're doing. I mean, business is still a skill. It's not salvation that's, you know, Jesus covers at all. Business is a skill that you have to earn. Like, you can't earn salvation, but you can earn business acumen, and you can just not have it. I speak with a lot of experience, and one thing I'll boast my credentials here is that of my class of people that were, you know, starting businesses and all, as far as I know, I haven't kept track of everyone in this group, but I'm like the only one that's actually making money off of businesses that I own. I don't know if anyone else is. Now, that's not to say that I'm the only one who's successful. One of the people is like a high up executive at YouTube, and I'm not joking about that. High up executive at YouTube now. And you know, then there's me. I'm still successful, probably not making as much money as that, but still. So a lot of these people are pie in the sky, no feet on the ground, and some are all talk and no walk. And I know this kind particular, that they're always talking about their business idea, and it could be a good idea, but they're not doing. And doing is like the most important part when it comes to starting a business, is actually the doing part. because you can formulate the part, you know, you can have a B plan, but an A doer, and that's going to be a successful business, as opposed to an A plan and a C doer. You know, and maybe I should have used like the Matt Chandler Anglo 8 reference. Should have made that reference instead, but anyway, this is all live, and, you know, I'm off the cusp with my, right, except for the fact that I've written this, but anyway, the popular, YouTuber Caleb Hammer just had one of these people on his podcast to do a financial audit because he was in heavy debt because he was a pie-in-the-sky entrepreneur who wants to be an entrepreneur, but he's not really putting in the serious work to do it and, you know, taking very risky shortcuts in order to do it. So Joel Webbin relied on the vetting of others for this ad campaign, that which appears to be a courtesy for a friend of a friend. And this lack of vetting led to a Ron Burgundy moment. And I like what J.D. Hall says, and he is known as Polemic Santa, rightfully so, because of the beard, right? Anyway, Polemic Santa hates being out of the loop when it comes to a good kerfuffle. And he, you know, is basically saying the controversy. And he says it was either that, hey, you call Joe and ask, or read about it from Neil Shenvey tweets. So, you know, he decided to do the former. Good decision. So the gist is, as a favor to a friend and close associate, Webbin cut an ad for a not-yet-ready-to-launch pipe dream that was well-intentioned but ill-advised. Webbin considered his friend's vouching to be sufficient to cut the ad as a favor. It turns out the aforementioned vouching wasn't for the product so much as the individual, i.e. he's a sweet guy. Well, it turns out the sweet guy has a few issues, read between my lines. The inability to discern fact from fiction, which he wished to be true. I am trying to characterize this in a Christian manner, considering the aforementioned issues. Nobody's credit card was charged, so we're, you know, at the end of the day, it's a good lesson for Christian influencers to strongly vet the favors they do for others or things they advertise. The lesson has to be learned in the private sector every day, especially for influencers, because things like this can happen, and they're embarrassing. Do a favor for your friend. Doing a favor for your friend is one thing, but when you start doing favors for friends of friends, it can get sticky fast. In any event, Webbin isn't keen on throwing a guy under a bus, or throwing a guy with such issues as him under the bus, and is being kind to him, all things considered. So, and I'm willing to bet a Stanley Nickel that it will be a while before they do another favor in the form of an advertisement. So I will conclude by saying this. It's a classy move for Joel Webbin not to throw this guy under the bus, all things considered, or the other people who did nothing to stop the ad read. However, this is an issue, and all aspiring media businesses on the right have to contend with it. This entrepreneur attempted to simultaneously blitzscale two businesses at once before any of them had their ducks in a row, using Joel Webbin's massive platform to do it, and, you know, your connections as well. So I guess that's the part he was a doer in. Not a doer in trying to acquire land for a school, but he was a doer in getting my friend to advertise my business, so, you know, and blitzscale it. And blitzscaling is when you're trying to spend money and, you know, blitzkrieg, you're advancing past your supply lines because you want your strategic objectives to be obtained in a fast manner that will, you know, before your supply lines can catch up, you think you can achieve your objectives first. In this case, blitzscaling is you want to achieve market share and bust into a market before your profitability catches up and other stuff, your sustainable business practices can catch up. A lot of businesses do this. They lose money hand over fist long before they actually can turn a profit. And that's kind of what a lot of these companies, you know, Spotify, the huge example, I don't even know if they're profitable yet, but they've lost hundreds of millions of dollars trying to blitzscale into being a serious company. So a lot of companies exist like this, and that's what he's trying to do. And if, you know, the university part of this story is true, then, you know, it's all the rage to kind of do this. So I've had my own experiences with an advertiser folding up shop. And they also did ads with Joel Webbin's Right Response Ministries. And the business of media and online ministries, they need to be judged as two separate spheres. So while Webbin was unwise to take these ad reads, and yes, I want to say that he messed up, and I'm not defending him doing the ad reads, business matters should be judged as business matters. in spiritual matters should be judged as spiritual matters. And that's kind of my conclusion. And those are my, that's kind of a summary of my thoughts as it relates to Joel Webbin. But otherwise, I really, this video is really more about an entrepreneur using a Christian influencer's good graces to blitz scale half-baked products. And that's really the story here. And there's a warning here for a lot of us in Christian media. And there's a warning for us as consumers. You know, just because a business is trying to be advertised on Christianity, you're using a right-wing influencer, you know, right-wing Christian influencer, doesn't mean it's a good business or a good product. And as it seems, the audience of Joel Webbin was able to discern that this is not really a good product, at least as far as the school goes. I don't know about the, you know, jury's still out on the dating website, but better people have tried to break into this market, and I don't think they've succeeded yet. So those are my thoughts on this complicated issue that I hope I made simpler. Have a blessed day, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.